on you, but you never stayed. And if nature ever found a way to bind us to the earth, I'd turn it away. Although we made a pact and undressed underneath the metal scaffold, I can't tell a lie. This world is just a losing contest, nothing less and nothing more, until we die. But you know as well as I, these things don't last. Now the only thing that you have left behind is that podcast. Down, it's going to be a quite long and dirty time of the soul. Once again, too many croutons have begun to spoil the salad in my bowl. You know as well as I, these things don't last.
Put down that Tome of Wild and hold your gladioli aloft, because someone's gotten off his tuchus and cobbled together a brand new podcast for your edification and amusement. And speaking of cobbling, this podcast comes on the eve of the release of the long-awaited and laboriously created new Uncontrollable Few album, Say It With Cobblestones. That's right, starting on April 1st, you will be able to get a copy of your very own to have and to hold in sickness and in health, etc. Let's have a listen to a pair of songs from the album. First off, Everybody Loves Haika.
She drank a face full of vodka in the morning sun. What have you done? The car was a mess. She had blood on her dress. 47 3/5 of a mile from the nearest show. Stop and go. Fear and blow. What everybody loves.
Haka. the fallen years I never thought would end, but then they did pass. The ones who cried the bitter tears that poured like holy water in a shot glass. Well, now that seems so far away from me. I'll breathe the winter air because I'm free to see what I can be. And there'll come a day when you'll get to this place with nothing to say to the wide empty space. And then look around and you'll see me sitting there. When you find there's no need for splitting hairs, there's no need for splitting hairs. It's flooding in my memory, the photos hanging on the clothesline wet and soaked. The mirrors hung strategically, the candles lit to hide the cigarette smoke. Well, you gotta take the bitter with the sweet. There's nothing that
That was Splitting Hairs, featuring the violin work of Coley Verbeck, and before that was Everybody Loves Heike, my personal favorite song about a prostitute. Take that, Roxanne! Both from the imminently forthcoming The Uncontrollable Few album, Say It With Cobblestones. Also coming later this year will be a record from another project I'm working on, the cross-country pop group A Candlelight Vigil. The album, Serial Numbers, is a collection of catchy twee pop songs about history's most notorious mass murderers. Here's the lead-off track, a song sung from the point of view of Ted Bundy, called The Entity.
One, two, three, four!
Hello, how are you? Have you got a few minutes? Could you please help a guy with a broken arm? Flat tire, would you please help me spin it? It'll only take a second. never learn not to love you. Submission is a gift. Come on, give it to your brother. Cause love and understanding is for one another. I'm your kind, I'm your kind, I'm your brother. Come on, cease to resist. Come and say you love me. Give up. To love you.
That was a charming little slice of bubblegum from the pen of none other than Charles Manson, called Cease to Exist. The Beach Boys actually covered that song when Dennis Wilson and Manson were close friends in L.A., before the Tate-LaBianca murders. However, Dennis renamed the song Never Learn Not to Love and took all the publishing credit for himself. Before that was The Entity, both from A Candlelight Vigil's upcoming concept album, Serial Numbers. There's plenty more coming your way, but first, a word from me and Tobin, speaking on behalf of everyone's favorite placebo, our sponsors, Metafossa Psychozoborax.
It's bikini season again, and you're a doughy mess. That satyr cellulite doesn't just fall off, and the good folks at Metafossa Psychozoborax sympathize with your chunky plight. Introducing Metafossa Psychozoborax Zero, a new dietary supplement and a medic that makes weight loss not just easy, but delicious. The viscous syrup can be easily poured on every meal in four scintillating flavors: grape, vanilla, mango, and beef stroganoff. Our top secret ingredient activates in your bile tract and flavors your stomach acid, making your vomit a gourmet delight. Thanks to Metafossa Psychozoborax Zero, bulimia is fun again. So the next time you're on a sunny beach chatting it up with that suntan hottie, thank Metafossa Psychozoborax Zero for your svelte physique and renewed confidence. Side effects are generally mild and may include irritability, nervousness, agitation, awkwardness, laughing at inopportune moments, insensitivity to pain, fluorescent urine, nasal spasms, fatigue, staring at total strangers, difficulty belching, chronic ickiness, infertility, excessive sweating, excessive chills, concentration difficulties, schizophrenia, malaise, and general shittiness. Do not take Metafossa Psychozoborax Zero if you are pregnant or depressed, as if there's a difference, am I right? Do not take Metafossa Psychozoborax Zero if you are alcohol dependent, drug dependent, pasta dependent, have a family history of anti-Semitism, high or low or normal blood pressure, hallucinations, kidney disease, heart disease, liver disease, or butthole disease. 9/11 was an inside joke.
Oh, Metafossa Psychozoborax, what will you think up next? But you know, for all the wonderful new drugs and medicines available to us, I find the most effective cure for whatever ails you is a good old-fashioned hot toddy. Hot toddies are a universal panacea, great for soothing a sore throat, beating a hangover, getting to sleep, or just having a classy evening indoors. There are plenty of different ways to make a hot toddy, and the term seems to be used interchangeably with many other comfort drinks, but here's the way I do it, aka the correct way. First, you're gonna need to make yourself some hot tea. Since you'll probably be making this to relax, it's best to go for a caffeine-free tea. Then, in your favorite mug, coat the bottom of the mug entirely with honey and your favorite liquor. It can be whiskey or brandy, I personally prefer rum. If you're feeling particularly citric, add some lemon juice or a slice of lemon. Then, when your tea is just right, pour the whole shebang into your mug of choice and give it a good stirring. Simple, fast, classic. But the last and most important step is to take your hot toddy to a very comfortable chair, or perhaps off to bed, and choose some hot toddy music. You can't drink a hot toddy in silence, but you also can't enjoy it while listening to Ministry or Einstürzende Neubauten. Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald are my typical go-to artists at times like these. But if you don't have any classical jazz singers handy, no worries. I've prepared a version of a tune from the 1928 musical Follow Through called Button Up Your Overcoat for this very occasion. Enjoy it responsibly.
peroxide blunts. You'll get a pain and ruin your bankroll. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. I'd say good care of yourself. You belong to me. Take good care now.
Not for you, babe. I couldn't find the door, couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue if not for you. If not for you, babe, I'd lie awake all night, waiting for the morning light to shine on through. If not for you, if not for you, my sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you. If not for you, winter would have no spring. Couldn't hear the robins sing. I wouldn't have a clue if not for you.
That was If Not For You, perhaps the sweetest song Bob Dylan ever wrote, and before that was Of Montreal's Chrissy Kissed the Corpse, my personal favorite song about necrophilia. Take that, I Come Blood, and button up your overcoat. And with that, I conclude this latest transmission. Once again, humble thanks for letting me bend your ears for the last half hour, and should you be interested in further bendings, you can go to champagneorslimfast.podomatic.com and subscribe automatically with iTunes. What an age we live in. Well, I'm out of here. But until next time, remember, if you're happy and you know it, chances are good that something really, really shitty is right around the corner. Toodaloo!